Why does the West think the way it does? Where do its ideas come from? This weekend, Ibrahim College and Khanhor Masjid present a course, a two-day course, Saturday and Sunday, entitled A History of Western Intellectual Thought and Tradition from the Ancient Greeks to the Modern Period. And this is an intensive weekend overview course, which I will be teaching, inshallah, looking at the main thinkers in the ancient Greeks, you know, Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, all the way to the early church, people like Augustine, and then on to the modern period, the medieval Renaissance, the Enlightenment, Kant, Locke, through to the modern period, and the impact this has had on the world. Lessons, reflections, and points of engagement for the Muslim world. And there'll be an opportunity for discussion and Q&A. And I will put the link to the course below. Everyone is welcome, but there are limited spaces. As I say, it's an intensive weekend course for Q&A, and I'll be looking at the main intellectual ideas, the thinkers, the philosophers who had helped form the Western tradition. Those ideas and ideologies that are part of the Western world today and that are made universal, in inverted commas, by the media and big corporations. Where do these ideas come from? Because they don't come out of thin air. They have a genealogy. They have roots that go back centuries, in some cases, 2,500 years. So the purpose of this intensive weekend overview course is to name these ideas, discuss them a little bit, and identify them, and, you know, see the connections that they still make with popular ideas in the West today. As I say, this is aimed at Muslims, thinkers, Muslim community activists, or anyone who's interested. But pre-registration is required. You need to book. So I'll put a link, as I say, in the description below. Do come along. It should be fun, and inshallah, we'll all benefit. See you then.